order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the gallery please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, our Reverend Gout, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Charles Swindoll wrote, "Rejoicing is clearly a spiritual command. To ignore it is disobedience." Author of life, you are the giver of every good and perfect gift that we truly need. We clearly have reasons to rejoice and pray to see this weekend away from the Senate, more than an extra day thrown in, but a time that permits us to know and rejoice in the gift of your love for each of us and the life beyond life that you have in store for us. Grant each of us to understand and accept the promise of new life you provide us daily and its meaning, so that we might celebrate living without fear, but trusting in you always. In your holy name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Good Easter.
You too.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Green. Senator from the 7th. Senator from 23rd. The quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 45th day, Wednesday, March 31st, 2010. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. Senator Stouffer in the chair.
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same being approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions, concurrent resolutions. The Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, may I require a few seconds?
I thought the Senator from the 15th had an introduction, but
state your inquiry.
Okay. Yes, I thought you might like to know that the little fundraiser that the Centipedes did the other night at the Eagles Club raised over $6,000 for the American Cancer Society. I think that's a great effort. I know a lot of members dropped by, so that was a super job.
Great.
Now, Mr. President, if you could take us the order of business of Senate bills for third reading.
Senate bills for third reading.
Not House bills.
Senate Bill 984. The Senator from the 1st, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 984 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I move that Senate Bill 984 be third read and finally passed. Oh, this is the token chip bill for...
Senator, we can't hear you.
Want me to talk louder?
Well, we need you to do something.
Thank you, Mr. President.
That helps. That helps.
All right. This is the bill that we discussed last week on tokens on our gaming facilities and being able to use those to purchase Coca-Colas on the gaming floor. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator from the first is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage of the bill. Read the bill. Call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill 984, an act relating to prohibited acts on excursion gambling boats. Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keviny, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Stouffer, Vogel.
Can't even hear the roll call. Keep it down.
Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 11th, Senator from Lawrence, Senator from Cape Girardeau, Senator from 13th, Senator from Jasper, Senator from Dent, Senator from Webster, Senator from Green, Senator from Franklin. By your vote of 30 aye, one no, the bill having won a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 15th.
President, I would ask for unanimous consent to introduce some very special
guests. Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Here with us today are Colleen, Matt, Ben, and Lily Kennison. They're here from St. Louis visiting the Capitol today and would like the Senate to make them feel welcome and ask that that Matt, Ben, and Lily be made honorary pages for the day as well.
The young people will be made honorary pages for the day. Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from 15th. Senator from Boone.
Unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest.
Proceed.
On my left, and on your right is the doctor of the day, Dr. Dan Hornschmeyer, who is an assistant professor of pediatric orthopedics at the University of Missouri, and I'd ask that the body make him feel welcome today.
Let's welcome the doctor of the day from the university. Senator from Lawrence.
President, I request unanimous consent for a brief point of personal privilege.
Senator from Lawrence will be heard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just like to point out for the body that our good friend, my neighbor here, the senator from Jefferson, is not in the chamber today. And I communicated with him last night and again this morning, and he is very hopeful. All things are going well in process for him to become a father on this April Fool's Day. So let's keep their family in our prayers and wish them all the best.
Thank you, Senator.
His wife's having a baby.
We are on the order of business of third reading of Senate bills. Senator from Dent.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 848 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion that shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the Senate Bill 848. This is moving methane from animal waste into one of the renewable energy standards, which we have already in place.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Senator from Jasper.
May I inquire briefly?
Does the senator from Dent yield?
I yield.
He yields. You may inquire.
Senator, I actually don't have a question for you. I just wanted to take a moment on the floor to make sure that all of our colleagues were aware that former Senator Emery Melton's wife, Jean, passed away, and her funeral will be held on Friday at 2 p.m. in Cassville, Missouri, and I wanted to make sure that the members of the body were aware of the passing of Jean Melton. I thank you for your indulgence. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any senator wish to be heard on the motion of the senator from Dent on third reading? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill, call the roll.
Senate Bill 848, an act relating to methane from agricultural product operations. Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keviney, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones,
Senator from Stoddard. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having achieved constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 1058. The senator from Buchanan. I do not see in the chain. Oh. The senator from Buchanan. Senator from Buchanan, Senate Bill 1058, sir.
Mr. President, I would move that Senate Bill 1058 be brought up for third reading and final passage.
You heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion that shall prevail, say aye. Those to the
aye.
Contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Mr. President, I would move that Senate Bill 1058 be third read and placed upon its final passage. This is the bill that changes the length of bonding for neighborhood improvement districts. Be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill, call the roll.
Senate Bill 1058, an act relating to neighborhood improvement district bonds. Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer,
aye.
Justice, Keviney, Lager,
aye.
Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones,
by a vote of 30 ayes and 3 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there is no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and that they carried. Senate Bill 739, Senator from the First.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 739 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the First. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill's before the body. Senator from the First.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I move that Senate Bill 739 be third read and finally passed. This is the residency bill for St. Louis City firefighters. With the amendment that was added by the Senator from the Fifth, it gives them parity with our St. Louis police officers as far as their residency requirements. I'd be happy to address any questions. If not, I renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard? The motion, Senator from the First, Senator from the Fourth. For what reason do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from the First.
Senator First, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Morning.
Good morning, Senator. I don't have a question, but I just want to reiterate my concern that passage of this bill will create, with St. Louis being a charter city subject to home rule, the passage of this bill will create an environment that will subject not only the city of St. Louis, but the state of Missouri to constitutional challenges that will only be resolved in court, that would be possibly very expensive for the city of St. Louis and for the state of Missouri.
Thank you for your concern, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on motion from the Senator from the First? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator the First has renewed his motion. Senate Bill 739 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 739, an act relating to fire department employee residency requirements. Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Green. Senator from Green votes aye. By a vote of 28 ayes and 5 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there is no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and that they carried. Senate Bill 819, Senator First again.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 819 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the Senator First. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have the bill before the body. Senator from First.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I move that Senate Bill 819 be taken up for a third read and final passage. Mr. President, this is the bill that will assist in those that assist others in our states, the fine volunteers that volunteer for the Civil Air Patrol in emergencies across our state. This will give them the assurance that they will not have to sacrifice any of the rights or benefits their, with their employer, but also gives coverage to the employer that if they request that it would be too much of a burden on their business to let the employee serve, they can be exempted. So it covers all bases. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
No. Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion from Senator the First, Senator from Cape Girardeau?
From the First.
Senator First, do you?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Could you describe to me what the Civil Air Patrol is?
Well, I believe that it is a group of volunteer citizens that are pilots that actually go on missions in case of emergencies, you know, across our state. And then also, I think they have missions that have to do with well, I don't know if it's just emergency services, but they're pilots that serve.
Okay, so they are pilots.
They're civilians. They're civilians.
Civilian pilots.
Right.
That join an organization, and then who's their? I mean, who's their commander? Who says you now have? Is it government that then says, hey, you have to do this, or is it just the volunteer organization itself say, hey, we've got all these missions? How does your I mean, my point, I guess, getting to the end of it, what happens if you're an employer and you've got an employee that wants to volunteer 20 days out of a 30-day month?
Well, they can only have leave of service for 15 working days in a calendar year.
Okay, so you've got that provision that's in there. And then explain to me how this, the employer shall have the right to request that the employee be exempted from responding to a specific mission, and the Missouri Wing Commander shall honor that request. Is the Missouri Wing Commander the CEO of Civil Air Patrol?
That's the way I understand it, Senator.
Okay. So basically, at the end of the day, if my employee wanted to do this, I would still have veto power over it.
Correct.
Okay. So why are we even doing it?
So that it's codified in statute, which I believe already exists for state workers, that those in the private sector would not lose any benefits or rights that they have as an employee when they're serving.
You think it already exists for private sector employees, so this is targeted
to
government?
Other way around.
Okay. You think that
it already exists for public employees.
Okay, so can the governor, I guess, or the OA director basically say, no, you're not volunteering to do this?
I think so, because in the language that I've added, it doesn't differentiate between a public or a private employee.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your answers. Thank you, Senator.
Senator from the 24th, what reason do you run?
May I inquire the Senator from the First, please?
Senator First, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I just want to make clear, this is a shall. This is, you're requiring private businesses to do a certain action. It's a shall. It is a requirement.
It is a requirement that employees that volunteer their time in in service to our fellow Missourians, that they would not lose any benefits. It also has language in there to protect the employer and that they do not have to pay them when they're not working.
I saw that. Yeah.
And that if it puts too much burden on the business, that employer can request to be exempted. So I think it has coverage for both sides.
Okay. But we're putting a new requirement on business in law that probably right now is just something negotiated between the employer and the employee?
Well, I mean, I think that what we're doing is, again, trying to codify what probably most employers are doing, in that if they're on board with one of their employees serving in this, you know, regard, they're probably not going to penalize them by taking away a sick day or whatever kind of benefit they might have, or the time that that they build up. My only goal here is to protect those that are serving against losing any benefits that they may have. Okay.
And I understand that. I respect the Civil Air Patrol and what what it does, but I'm just wondering why we need to put a new restriction on businesses in law if this is happening anyway. That's my question. Why we put it shall in law?
I think it's a fair question. I mean, again, I think this gives enough coverage to business. I mean, we exempted out really small businesses, businesses under 50 employees. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Then even those that have more than 50 employees, if it puts too much of a, if it's a key person that they can't live without, it gives them the ability to exempt out of it. I mean, I think that we've tried to cover, through the language, even though it is a shall, and I'll agree with you. Mm-hmm. There's also a shall on the other side that says to the wing commander, if this puts too much burden on you, then we understand, and you have the right to be exempted.
Thank you, Senator.
All right.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the motion of the senator from the first? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the first has renewed his motion. The Senate Bill 819 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 819, an act relating to leave for members of the Civil Air Patrol with an emergency clause. Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer,
aye.
Justice, Keaveney, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the eighth. Senator from the eighth votes no. Senator from Monroe. Senator from Monroe votes no. Aye. Senator from Stoddard. Senator from Stoddard votes no. By a vote of 29 ayes and 4 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from the first, you're recognized on the emergency clause.
I close.
Senator from first, I think is.
Do I move the emergency clause?
Yes.
All right.
There we go. Senator from the first has moved for the adoption of the emergency clause. Madam Secretary, please call roll on emergency clause.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keaveney, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from 24th. Senator from 24th votes no. Senator from Boone. Senator from Boone votes aye. Senator from Lawrence? Would you repeat your vote, please? Senator from Lawrence votes aye. By a vote of 26 ayes and 8 noes, the emergency clause is adopted. If there is no objection, let the journal show that the tiling and perfecting motions were made and that they carried. Senator from St. Clair, Senate Bill 991.
One, be brought before the body for third reading.
You heard the motion from the Senator from St. Clair. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
all those opposed? The two ayes appear to have it. They do have it. The bill's for the body. Senator from St. Clair.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bills 991, 645 be third read and put upon its final passage. Mr. President, this is the elimination, combination, and revision of boards, commissions, committees, and councils that we passed earlier this week. We did a cleanup amendment on this bill to bring back three boards that were affected under the Senator from Capes Amendment. What I've been told since that time is for all the boards that we are eliminating under his amendment, we actually have to come back and bracket them out, and we will we'll clean that up in the House, Mr. President, should the Senate choose to pass this fine piece of legislation. I'd be glad to answer any questions, Mr. President.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion from the Senator from St. Clair? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
Be very happy to close, Mr. President.
Senator St. Clair has renewed his motion for a third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 991 and 645. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bills 991 and 645, an act relating to the sole purpose of repealing and revising certain state boards, councils, committees, and commissions. Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Monroe. Senator from Monroe votes aye. Senator from the 4th. Senator 4th votes aye. Senator from Dent. Senator Dent votes aye. By a vote of 33 ayes and 0 noes, the bill having received the constitutional majority is declared passed. If there is no objection, let the journal show that the titling perfecting motions were made that they carried. Senate Bill 625, Senator from the 10th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 625 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from 10th. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have the bills for the body. Senator from 10th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 625 be read a third time and finally passed. This is the Child Care Subsidy Bill. What this bill does is take the existing child care subsidy regulation and put it into state statute. It's a simple codification. It has a fiscal note of $0. It leaves the entire bill, the entire program, subject to appropriations, and then can be set annually by the appropriations process. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion from the Senator from 10th? Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire the Senator from the 10th.
Senator 10th, you yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Senator, thank you very much for yielding, and I don't want to belabor this. I just wanted to raise one issue that I'm trying to get more information about. When we talk about the subject to appropriations, what would truly be subject to appropriation is not the actual dollar amount, but the actual income level threshold.
That is correct. That's how they set the dollar amount, is by setting it as part of the federal poverty level.
Sure. So right now, I think we're at 127% of the federal poverty level. And under the CSR, and this is something I need to get more information about, but would hope as this bill develops that we might be able to look at it. As my understanding, this program being put in a CSR versus a state statute, we are not subject to maintenance of effort requirements of the federal government. And when I say maintenance of effort requirements, I know that we've talked about this being subject to appropriations, but my fear is that if we go up, we will never be able to go down because of maintenance of effort once it is put in statute. Now, I'm trying to get more information on that point, but I think one of the reasons is way back when that we started this program and we just codified it in, or not codified it, but put it in rules and regulations, is that was a way to get around the federal maintenance of effort. If we could clarify, you know, in your conversations with the department and other things as this legislation moves forward, that basically it still will be able to go up and down as economic times are there, as I believe we can do now with it being in the CSR. If I'm making sense, do you understand the point
I understand where you're coming from. I have discussed this with DSS. The language that we put in here, we specifically put in here for DSS because of their concerns that they didn't want to get into a situation where they had a liability, or the state had a liability. I will continue to work with DSS if they have concerns about what you've brought forward. And I'm always willing to...
I totally agree, Senator, and I don't want to belabor the point. I just want to raise that if, as this goes through the process, you could have that conversation as it specifically relates to maintenance of effort issues, because that, Senator, then will have an impact as we debate where we want to set that level in any given year to me, because...
Sure.
It would be a, you know, changing of the minimal floor. It's not like, hey, we've got some extra cash laying around this year, we could move up to 140% of poverty. If by putting this in statute, we then subject ourselves to the maintenance of efforts and clawbacks that the federal government has, then we would never be able to go down from 140. So that's the only issue that I don't have 100% certainty. I have no problem with keeping this legislation moving forward. I don't mean to belabor the point, but in your conversations as this goes forward, if we could work together to try to get greater clarity and understanding as to the maintenance of effort requirements relative to it being in a CSR versus a state statute.
And Senator, I, as you know, I've worked on this issue for some time,
sure.
And clearly I've come down from a $38 million fiscal note
well,
to
sure.
a zero, and I am. It is not my intention in any way, shape,
sure.
or form to set a base level on
sure.
this. When I came here, it was 113% of the federal poverty level. We've clawed our way up to 127. I would
sure.
never want to put the program in jeopardy and say, have a future appropriations process say, no, we can't take it up to 140 this year, even though we have the money, because we won't ever be able to take it back down.
Or worse yet, you take it to 140 and your only option is to end the program.
Yeah.
Because you can't take it back down.
Exactly. And
because the maintenance of effort basically works of, you can always get around the maintenance of effort
by eliminating,
canceling the program.
And that would not be my intention at all. So I'll be happy to continue that discussion.
Fair enough. Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Oh, Senator from Clay, for what reason do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 10th.
Senator 10th, you yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
How much, again, remind me, how much is 127% if you have a mother and two children, how much is 127% of FPL?
I'm not positive. I believe 127% where we are now for a mother and two children should be about somewhere between $8.50 and $10 an hour. I don't know the exact amount. My apologies.
Okay, well, I may ask the senator from... forgot where he's from, but I'll figure it out in the meantime. And then the other thing, tell me again, the child care subsidy, you don't get 100% of your child care costs when you get the subsidy. How much do you get?
It's a sliding scale. based on what you can afford to pay. And at this point, you know, it varies, but it comes in the form of a voucher.
Okay.
So if you have a single mom who is interested in getting child care assistance in your area, she would be able to go and they would say, okay, your child care, instead of being $140 a month or a week, is $25 a week.
Is there anything that we've done in the statute with regard to the voucher? Because I totally trust a woman to be able to make reasonable decisions for her child's safety and well-being. Is there any restriction that we're placing on the ability of that mother to choose private care, state-regulated care, church-run daycare, anything like that?
No restrictions.
Okay, so she can use it wherever she deems fit. Can she use it for a family member or a neighbor or anything like that?
It's my understanding that you do have to have not be a credited licensed daycare facility, but you do have to have those minimum inspections. Someone has to come in and make sure that this home is safe for a child to be kept in.
Okay, so like for example, a church-run daycare facility is not subject to full licensure, but they are subject to health and safety inspections, fire and so on and so forth.
Exactly.
So she could spend them there.
You would have to meet that minimum health and safety inspection.
And that's fine, because I know some small areas where the only quality daycare facility is a church-run facility, and the parents love it, but I just wanted to make sure that we weren't doing anything in this statute that would impair the ability of those mothers to drop their children off there and be able to get their subsidy for it.
Absolutely, Senator. We are not doing anything to affect that, and you are correct. Increasingly, especially in rural areas and in the urban core, it is getting more and more difficult to find any daycare at
right.
all. And so we want to make sure that when there is one available that meets the minimum self, meets the standards, that a mom can choose that daycare.
Yeah, Senator, I just, the other question I would have for you is the subsidy based, so for example, if you have a daycare center that charges $50 a day, and then you have another daycare center that charges $70 a day, but the, you know, given the same income and the same number of children, does the mother who chooses the $70 a day daycare get a higher subsidy than the one who charges the $50 a day, or do we know?
She does not. Okay. You're talking about the reimbursement rates, which I gave up trying to address 4 years ago.
Okay, good.
Because we are so far behind on reimbursement of the actual daycare centers that we just, we don't have the money to catch up.
Is a Montessori school considered a daycare school or daycare in order to be able to get the daycare subsidy, do you know?
I would imagine that if it's, I can't see any reason why they would not be.
Well, and the last comment I'll make to you, Senator, is that there is another option with regard to daycare that is trying to come into the little town that I live near, Smithville, and everybody's happy with it, even the state people, but there are some very strict fire rules that apparently our fire chief is basically stopping that Montessori school from opening, whereas every other inspector that's gone through there is perfectly happy with it. So I'm concerned about.
So that's a local fire.
Right at the moment, it's a local fire district, but I'm trying to track it down as to where it's coming from, because it looks like maybe that we're going overkill in some of these areas that's actually harming our parents' ability to properly provide for their children. So I'll talk with you about that another day. I don't want to hold up your bill. I just had a few questions I wanted to address. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on motion from the senator from the 10th? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the 10th has renewed her motion that Senate Bill 625 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 625, an act relating to child care subsidies. Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keviney, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher. Stouffer. Vogel. Wilson. Wright-Jones.
Senator from the first. Senator from the first votes aye. By a vote of 31 ayes and one no, the bill has received constitutional majority, is declared passed. If there is no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made, that they carried. Senate Bill 733, Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 733, Senate Committee Substitute, be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Johnson. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill's before the body. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 733 be read a third time and finally passed. Senate Bill 733 deals with our Bright Flight program. Bright Flight was established years ago to enable our best and brightest students to remain in the state of Missouri. It's based on receiving the top 3% of either SAT or ACT scores. What this does, it also takes into consideration those that might have decided to have a stint in the military. And so if they're out serving and protecting our country, they should not be penalized by not getting the Bright Flight Scholarship. These students would have to do this within 27 months of graduating from high school, and they'd have to take advantage of it within 6 months of returning from active duty or from deployment. We also last year passed that we would expand it to the top 4% and 5% of SAT and ACT scores. This also gives a little bit more definition of the priority of funding Bright Flight. And what this says is basically the top 3% will be funded first, and if there are funds available, then the 4% and 5% would then be funded at $1,000 for each scholarship. Be glad to take any questions, or if not, I renew my motion.
Senator from Johnson has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 733. Is any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator Johnson has renewed his motion that Senate Bill 733 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 733, an act relating to the Higher Education Academic Scholarship Program. Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keveney, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the first. Senator from the first votes aye. Senator from Lawrence. Senator from Lawrence votes aye. By a vote of 33 ayes and zero noes, the bill has received the constitutional majorities, declared passed. If there is no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and that they carried. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you take us to reports from standing committees?
Reports from standing committees. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report from your gubernatorial appointments committee.
Would you send your report forward, Senator?
Would ask for unanimous consent for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Also, Mr. President, would ask unanimous consent that the Senate adopt the committee report in one motion, giving their advice and consent to the appointments brought forward by the gubernatorial appointments committee.
Senator Buchanan,
can you repeat that exactly like I said that?
I shall try. The senator from Buchanan is requesting unanimous consent and I won't get it all the same, to take all the motions up in all the appointments up in one motion. Does any senator object? Seeing no objection, they will be taken up in one motion. Senator Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now move to the adoption of the committee report. This is the work of your gubernatorial appointments committee. These nominees have come forward, stood the scrutiny of this tough questioning committee, and they're now ready for your final vote.
Does any senator desire to be heard on a motion from Senator from Buchanan? Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Fire the senator from Buchanan.
Senator Buchanan, you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, thank you very much for yielding. As the chairman of this committee, I would like to bring to your attention a grievance that I have throughout this process. It appears to me that the senator from St. Francis is getting so many new nominees that we are confirming. I think it has created an inequitable dynamic within the Missouri Senate, and it appears to me that it is a secret, super secret plot for the senator from St. Francis to take over the dam industry of the state of Missouri.
I think with this appointment, I think he now has all but one of the members of the Dam and Reservoir Safety Commission from his district.
Should we alert Homeland Security?
I think you ought to inquire of the Senator for St. Francis and let him give you the rest of the body, the same response he gave us yesterday about how this all happened.
So. I think that's good advice, and I appreciate that, Mr. President.
Senator from Cape.
Can I inquire the Senator from St. Francis?
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield?
I'm not saying a damn thing.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the motion of the senator from Buchanan? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
Should we note in the journal that all these conversations have been related to the Dam and Reservoir Safety Council? So that there is no need for clarification. I close.
The Senator Buchanan has renewed his motion for the recommendation for the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. All those opposed, the ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The appointments are approved. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
President, if I could speak on a point of personal privilege just real quick.
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. The doormen are distributing a packet. And when we discussed earlier this week of retirement issues, in inquiries with the senator from the 13th, I said that before we leave for Easter, I wanted to distribute to all of the members basically a plan on what I would recommend respectfully to this body as changes to the defined benefit culture. If you will recall, as members of the body, I thought a fork in the road that we had to take was, did we want to go to a defined contribution or did we want to stay in a defined benefit world? I believe that the Senate or has made clear that it would like to preserve the defined benefit culture. So to that end, I am giving each individual member by dropping it on your desk a little packet that basically tells you the process that I went through over the last 18 months, if you will, of reform ideas as it relates to our defined benefit plans. It also gives you some history and background that are there. It gives you a copy of the Senate substitute that I would plan to drop next week if we do go to retirement issues. And it also gives you a scoring of anticipated savings. I would ask that any individuals that have any concerns or questions to please give me a call. Your office can get my cell phone number. I'd be happy to talk to you over the weekends, explain anything. But I wanted to give you this information before you left. And with that, Mr. President, I appreciate the indulgences of the Senate.
Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you seek recognition? Or Senator, I'm sorry, from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Gee, I didn't think I was ever compared
what
to the Senator from St. Francis.
What purpose do you seek recognition?
Okay. Could I inquire of the Senator from Cape?
Senator from Cape, you yield?
I yield.
Proceed.
Senator, I just wanted to tell you that it, and maybe if we can talk about this, I'm still getting emails from constituents that you're trying to tinker with the teacher retirement system. And I'm trying to tell them, no, we're not.
Right.
Maybe if we can keep pounding on everybody so everybody knows that you are not going there. We're strictly talking about Mosers and Empers.
Right.
And so everybody can calm down.
You know, and I appreciate that opportunity, Senator, and just for the benefit of the body. When we started looking, just like we did in our exercise that the Senator from Buchanan set up, our work session for the day of restarting state government, I found pretty fascinating the categories that the Senator from St. Charles set out in his chairmanship of that exercise in his subdivision. He put, basically yes, no, maybe, and no way. I think he used another eloquent way in which to describe that, but that's the categories. When I first started looking at retirement issues, there were ideas in sort of a whiteboard exercise that I really fervently believed in. Mm-hmm. And after getting input and listening to other people, I never introduced them in any of the bills that I'm out there. So I think what's really going on is we have individuals that are part of these organizations that are basically not being honest and truthful with their members. They're giving them faulty information. Their members are relying on that faulty information and then registering concerns with us. And what I believe will occur in this case is, quite quickly after we bring these bills up, the very people that are spreading the misinformation are going to take credit for removing those provisions from the bill that were never even in the bill to begin with. And I would hope, and I've tried to communicate with the members, particularly as it relates to the teachers and stuff like that, that what we're talking about in the retirement benefit structure is Mosers and Empers. When you look at the exportation of the alpha that exists within Mosers to Emperors, mm-hmm. it's just Mosers and Empers.
Right.
We're not doing anything as it's relative to the teachers or anything else.
Well, I say I had a constituent that emailed me last night on he had two issues, and but one of them, he was going to contact your office and voice his displeasure, and I emailed him back and said, no, you don't have to do that. It doesn't go there.
Yeah.
You know, it's only...
It's never been in the bill.
Yeah.
It never will be in the bill. But, you know, quite honestly, Senator, the provision that they're talking about was in Senate Bill 1050.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to have a frank conversation, that's the exportation of Mosers Alpha, or the merging of investment staffs for investment purposes only. Now, you serve on Emperor's board, and you know that Emperor's only has two investment professionals.
Right.
Mosers has 16, all right? If Emperor's had the same investment return on assets, ROI, mm-hmm. that Mosers has had over the last 5 years, Emperor's would have $150 million more in its retirement system than it does today. Now, I'm not faulting Emperors or anything else. What I'm trying to impart to the members is we can either pay that $150 million in contribution rates, which comes directly from the taxpayers,
right.
or we can gain it in investment income.
Yeah.
Those are the only two places that money comes from to fund retirement.
That's right.
So with all due respect to the teachers and the other organizations that are out there that say we shouldn't pass 1050, I would respectfully say, then where are you going to get the $150 million that this saves the Missouri taxpayers? Should we lay off teachers to recover the $150 million? Should we end parents as teachers? Should we end college scholarships? What would you suggest then, because obviously you say you don't want to do this, even though it doesn't apply to you, to go recapture the $150 million? And that'll be a broader debate that we'll have whenever we go to this legislation, but I just wanted all the members to be able to take this Easter weekend home, all of the information that I have. I'm not hiding anything here. It is all in this. The whole thought process, the changes between White Paper 1, White Paper 2, and ultimately White Paper 3. As I've tried to respond to the concerns that I've heard from other members and the debate that we heard on this floor.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the opportunity of clarifying
that.
Well,
that's all right. I just wanted to let you know the fires are still out there, and maybe that everybody
sure.
can, if, as they get contacts, that they can tell everybody it's...
Yeah, just tell them, read the bill.
Yeah.
You're not in it, you've never been in it, and you're not going to be in it.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank
Happy
you.
Year to you.
On the order of business, reports of standing committees, Senator from St. Clair.
Your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organization and Elections has a report.
Send it forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 810, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Scott, Chairman.
Senator Franklin, do you have a report?
Yes, I do, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a short report.
Send it forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 826, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 808 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Griesheimer, Chairman.
Sir from Green, do you have a report?
Yes, Mr. President. Your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Families, and Seniors has a report.
Read the report. Send the report forward, excuse me. Read the report when it arrives.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families, to which was referred Senate Bill 971, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 1017 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Champion, Chairman.
Senator the 8th. Although it appears your productivity level is slowed. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred House Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1472, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1498 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Bartle, Chairman.
Senator Webster.
President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has an Easter report.
Madam Secretary, read the sunburned report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 622, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 86 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Clemens, Chairman.
Sir, from Howell, do you have a report?
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Send it forward. Madam Secretary, read a report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 894, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 786 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 928 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergeson, Chairman.
Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Send it forward.
Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 976, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Goodman, Chairman.
Senator from Andrew, you have a report.
I do, Mr. President.
Send it forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 884, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Lager, Chairman.
Senator Johnson, do you have a report?
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have a report from the Education Committee.
Send it forward.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, read the report. Apparently, there is something attached to the report. May I see that?
Okay. Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 815, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 943 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 631 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Chair would like to inquire of the senator from Jasper.
Yes, Mr. President.
The senator from Johnson sent this likeliness up front. This is a critter, not likeness of you, a critter, and then there's also these things. These are actual members, I think, of the University of Central Missouri ROTC, which are fine young men. But this thing here, we've had this discussion. Now, the senator from Johnson purports that this is a mule.
But oh, no.
But you have done extensive research on this.
Yes, Mr. President.
What do you believe this to be?
Well, it walks on 2 feet. It's red in color. It doesn't have any fur. It has a sort of a black spinal material coming down the back, so it meets the definition of a chupacabra. And it's a widely recognized creature across the Southwest, and clearly that is a chupacabra.
I am inclined to believe as you are, and I don't want to damage the portion of this picture with the fine young men of the University of Central Missouri ROTC program. So I'm going to take the chupacabra and destroy that.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And allow the fine young men who want to serve their country by also being a part of the University of Central Missouri ROTC to remain with the report.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate go to the order of business of announcements, if you'll recognize me for announcements.
Announcements!
Mr. President,
Senator
we plan
Francis.
On coming in on Tuesday at 4. The Appropriations Committee has asked for the whole day to try to work on appropriations, so we will be returning at 4 next Tuesday. I'd wish everybody a great Easter. I hope that you all have a great one. Hug your family or your friends or... If you don't have either yourself, that won't hurt to get to know yourself a little better, I guess. All right. Thanks. Have a great Easter.
Further announcements. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations will be meeting down in the conference room number 2, 30 minutes after adjournment.
On the order of business of announcements. Senator from St. Francis.
Do we have messages from the House?
We do have messages, Senator.
They just won't shut up.
Would you like to read those messages?
Read them, please.
Madam Secretary, read the messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2114, an act relating to prisoner of war and missing in action designations. Also, House Committee substitute for House Bill 1898, an act relating to the Women's Heart Health Program, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move.
Senator from St. Francis.
What? Hold on a second.
Can we come to order? Senator from St. Francis, I think we have some referrals that need to be made.
Some what?
Referrals.
Oh.
Senator from Buchanan.
Did we do that yesterday?
Basic recognition.
All right, go to House bills for second reading.
We are on the order of business. House bill second reading. Senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, House Committee substitute for House bill 1516.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1516, an act for the sole purpose of repealing expired, sunset, terminated, or ineffective provisions of law.
General laws. House Committee substitute House Bill 1327 and 2000.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1327 and 2000, an act relating to safeguards for pregnant women seeking abortions.
Judiciary. House Committee substitute House Bill 1858.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1858, an act relating to the minority and underrepresented environmental literacy program.
Education. House Bill 1868.
House Bill 1868, an act relating to the State Records Commission.
Financial. House Bill 1942.
House Bill 1942, an act relating to emergency telephone board members in certain counties.
Jobs. House Bill 2056.
House Bill 2056, an act relating to liens for failure to pay maintenance and support.
Judiciary. House Bill 1609.
House Bill 1609, an act relating to assignment of associate circuit judges.
Judiciary. House Committee substitute House Bill 1764.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1764, an act relating to the liquidation of certain domestic insurance companies.
Small business. House Committee substitute House Bill 1977.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1977, an act relating to emergency medical technicians.
Health. House Bill 2109.
House Bill 2109, an act relating to the Missouri Clean Water Law.
Ag. House Committee substitute House Bill 2147 and 2261.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 2147 and 2261, an act relating to the A-plus schools program.
Education. House Bill 2182.
House Bill 2182, an act relating to agritourism.
Agriculture. House Bill 2205.
House Bill 2205, an act relating to documents and materials for health insurance enrollees.
Small business. House Bill 2226.
House Bill 2226, an act relating to marital and family therapists.
Financial. House Committee substitute House Bill 2231.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 2231, an act relating to cremation of human remains.
General laws. House Bill 2290.
House Bill 2290, an act relating to public assistance benefits.
Small business. House Bill 2270.
House Bill 2270, an act relating to safe care providers.
Health. House Bill 2285.
House Bill 2285, an act to authorize the conveyance of property owned by the state to the city of Maryville.
General laws. House Bill 1990.
House Bill 1990, an act relating to nurses.
Financial. House Bill 1832.
House Bill 1832, an act relating to professional counselors.
Financial. House Committee substitute House Bill 2219.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 2219, an act relating to the designation of certain holidays in Missouri.
Progress and development. House Committee substitute House Bill 2043.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 2043, an act relating to certificates of ownership for off-highway vehicles.
Transportation. House Bill 1654.
House Bill 1654, an act relating to requiring the notice of garnishment and writ of sequestration to contain only the last four digits of the federal taxpayer identification number.
Judiciary.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until Tuesday, April 6th at 4 p.m.
You heard the motion of the Senator from St. Francis. All in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned under the rules.